views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, being overweight and being obese, which is 30 pounds over and above your ideal weight, is a huge problem, pun intended. This is, statistics tell us right now that 70% plus adult Americans are overweight, 32% of kids are overweight, 40% of adult Americans in America are obese, 30 pounds over their ideal weight for their height and body structure, and 16% of kids under the age of 15 are obese. When you add up the obesity and the overweight status of kids, somewhere between 44 and 48%, depending on whose statistics you look at, are kids who are overweight and obese in America. Almost half. I mean, it's absolutely criminal. And I've seen just recently a kid from Greenville, South Carolina, I think a little suburb there, Traveler's Rest. He weighs 14 years old, weighs 555 pounds. And everybody gets it wrong. Everybody thinks that being overweight and obese is a disease of excess. People just can't help themselves. They have no personal good self-image, and so they just overeat. Actually, when you're overweight or obese, you have a deficiency disease. It's not a disease of excess. It's a disease of deficiency. And to get this problem under control, what we have to do is supplement properly with the Mighty 90, especially the minerals are important here, because mineral deficiencies, the first thing you see outwardly, after you kind of go through the biochemical stuff that you don't see outwardly, the next thing you see is behavioral problems. And, of course, the behavioral problems are the munchies, pica, which is kind of an extreme form of the munchies, where you eat anything. Where the munchies, usually you're drinking soft drinks and eating chips and things like that. But the pica is a more extreme form of the munchies. And then there's the cravings and binge eating. And this all occurs because of mineral deficiencies. Vitamin deficiencies don't cause these behaviors. Deficiencies of protein, fats, and calories don't cause these behaviors. Only mineral deficiencies cause these behaviors of overeating, binging, the cravings, the munchies, and pica. So whenever you have this problem, not only does one, I guess is a proper English here, not only does one need to take something like true chocolate, which tastes good, people are going to do it, it's convenient, it's a lot of fun. Who doesn't like chocolate, right? You take the true chocolate, two or three of those individually wrapped silver dollar sized pieces to ramp up your metabolism so you burn more calories and dampen down your appetite. Now, additionally, you need to supplement with the Mighty 90 to get those minerals into that individual or yourself so that by the time you lose the weight you want to lose, you've achieved your goal, and you cut back on the product you're using, hopefully true chocolate, you've instilled all the minerals into your body, and so now you're not going to just regain all the weight you've lost. You're going to maintain the weight loss you've achieved, because you have reduced the risk of regaining the weight because you have given the body the raw materials it needs to prevent the weird appetite, the cravings, the binge eating, the munchies, and the pica. And so this is something you have to be aware of. You need to be consciously proactive here. And this is where I like people to get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen. The book Hell's Kitchen, the subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, Cure of Obesity. It also talks about type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. And then, of course, we have the CD called True Chocolate. It tells you how chocolate works, how dark chocolate works to help you lose weight. People say, come on, you can't eat chocolate, lose weight. Well, you can with True Chocolate. These individually wrapped silver dollar-sized pieces, you take two or three of these True Chocolate pieces, say 15 to 30 minutes before meals with two glasses of ice water, and be conscious about portion control, and you will lose weight, okay? And, of course, when you take the Mighty 90 with this, the whole idea is to significantly reduce the risk of the munchies, pica and cribbing, and the munchies. Now, this change in behavior is usually evident within 10 to 14 days after one starts the Mighty 90. Mineral supplementation is very, very specific. We all need oxygen every day. We all need water every day. And we all need all the known essential minerals every day. And so the Mighty 90 was formulated to provide the known essential nutrients, including the essential minerals. And this is a basic part of any health program. You just cannot eat well. There's never been a billionaire ever lived to be 100. The average lifespan of a billionaire in America is 78. It's worse everywhere else. So if anybody could afford just to eat well, as medical doctors would say, just eat well, don't waste your money on supplements, if that were true, then we should have a significant number of billionaires living to be 100 because billionaires can pretty much eat better than anybody else in the world, right? And so this overweight thing is really quite easy. So why should it be such a huge problem? Pun intended. And that's because everybody looks at it wrong-headed. They look at it as a disease of excess rather than a disease of deficiency. So hang on. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And if you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have some open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or try our toll-free line at 888-379-2552. That's 888-379-2552. Lines open.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree. But what you can do is you can call your Youngevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for our longevity. And if you really, 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 truly want to live in a healthful way chronologically well beyond 100 and be biologically 40, 50, 60, you have to be proactive. You have to become a student of longevity. And I urge you to contact your longevity associate and ask him about the book Immortality. This new book out by Dr. Milan and myself is just a fabulous source of information on everything known about living to be well beyond 100 chronologically, yet be biologically 40, 50, 60, including calorie-restricted diets and how that mechanism works, the 20,000, 25,000 auric points per day amongst cultures whose average lifespan is 90 and they have 20 times or to 50 times more 100-year-olds than we do. And then you throw in the Mighty 90 and the plant minerals, and it's amazing the common threads that these 20 cultures have. All this is in the book Immortality, so contact your longevity associate and ask them how the book Immortality and the Mighty 90 can help you achieve your goals of living healthily to beyond 100 chronologically, but yet be biologically 40, 50, 60. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Thought we'd talk healthcare costs today. We've got a story here that's a Reuters news story. Headline, drug deals cost U.S. consumers $3.5 billion, that's billion with a B, every year, and that's coming from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. And what they're talking about here is there is currently, started back in 94, Bristol-Myers Squibb was the first one to do this. And as we know, when these companies get a drug on the market for at least a time period, they have a patent on it, and that prevents anybody else from making that drug. And once the patent runs out, then other companies can start making generic versions of that drug. And in 94, Bristol-Myers Squibb and Company paid $290 million to Eisai Pharmaceutical, and that was so they would not put on the market a generic version of their own drug, an anxiety drug called Buspar. And so this other company, the second company, they get paid a big fat paycheck just to not do anything. Basically, it's kind of like government subsidies for farmers to not plant crops. And the FTC actually estimates that the government pays about one-third of all prescription drug costs. And he says that if they eliminate this pay for delay, as it's known in the industry, it would save the government $1.2 billion. That's billion with a B. Every year.
Now, with just by eliminating the pay to delay.
Yeah, just by eliminating this one thing. And it goes to something I recall that you were talking about a couple of days ago, and that is that, you know, throwing more money at a broken system is not going to do anything for anyone. It's just going to cost us all a lot of money, make our healthcare problem even worse. And I think things like this are the way to go, rather than trying to have socialized or nationalized medical care for everyone. Just cutting out these kind of massive expenditures where there's no real reason, and according to FTC Chief John Liebowitz, he's actually trying to get Congress to pass legislation that would require these drug makers not to do this any longer. And the FTC also calculates that even more savings could be made if generic companies could make copies of these very expensive biotech drugs. But guess what? The FDA doesn't allow that. So once again, another example of the FDA, who supposedly is there to protect the American public, they're there to protect the interest, the financial interests of the drug companies.
Well, it's not surprising because the FDA is funded by the monies that these drug companies pay in fees and so forth to the FDA. And they don't want to get these guys too angry, right? Because then they'll start doing all the research outside the country, and these other countries will make the money.
Yeah, not to mention they'll lose their job that they get with the pharmaceutical company after they quit the FDA.
After they retire from the government. They're double and triple dippers.
Right? Yep.
Yep. And so I'm not too surprised. And thank you for bringing that to the surface. And, Exan, you're right that just throwing money at a broken system will just figure out how to take money from you to figure out how to pay for the broken system. I haven't heard anybody say, look, this has been going all wrong here for 50 years. We need to just throw everything in the trash can, start over again, and look at the best systems. And they're trying to look at the best of the worst systems. Say, well, we have to look at what we're doing and pick the best and throw away the worst. So they're looking at the best of the worst as opposed to chucking the whole system and starting again. And it's pretty scary when third world countries do a better job than we do.
Yeah, it sure is. In fact, that's started a whole new trend that they're now calling medical tourism, you know, where people are going outside of this country to get the same things done for like a tenth of the cost, and they get just as good of medical care because a lot of the doctors and medical staff are trained in this country.
And the tenth of the cost includes the airfare and the resort hotel.
Yeah.
What a concept. Well, thank you, Doug. Okay, we'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Longevity Way on Dead Doctors Don't Lie for these messages.
And we do have some open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080 or our toll-free priority line at 888-802-1415. Lines open.
Greetings, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. What do you think of when you hear the words tangy tangerine? Well, I think of like a sweet, tangy tasting something. Well, what I'm referring to is the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. It's a fantastic product. It has everything you need, and a great benefit is it's very, very delicious. It's very easy to drink. I've suggested it even to youngsters. Even children like it. Even little guys. Even little girls. They come right into my office. Their parents can't get them to take those chewables. And besides that, they're not as good as Tangy Tangerine. And I give them a little taste of that, and you know something? They're pleased as punch. So, if it's good for a child and it tastes delicious, why not you? There's no excuse not to take a vitamin when it tastes as good as that does. So how about it? Tangy Tangerine should be the answer to all of your nutritional program problems.
For more information or to order, call your Longevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Longevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Longevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity. And if you need to lose that 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, contact your Longevity associate and ask for that book, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, Cure of Obesity. It also talks about type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. When you buy the book, Hell's Kitchen, from your Longevity associate, ask about the CD by the same title, Hell's Kitchen. Okay, let's see here. Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's go to Massachusetts. And Laura, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Laura. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. I actually wanted to discuss for four people, if possible.
Ooh, okay, that'll be tough, but let's see if we can get two in here.
All right, most important. You spoke to a Cindy in Massachusetts about a Heidi with Emery-Dreifuss muscular dystrophy on Friday, and unfortunately she was too busy to speak to you directly, but I'm her best friend and can answer the couple. You had a couple questions that you asked and she couldn't answer. One being how functional is she, and two being when did it develop?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to make sure that we have the right program for her. You had given her a program that she should be on. She is becoming, you know, more dysfunctional now.
Okay, so
she
over time, she's gradually losing function, okay?
She can't, you know, having trouble going upstairs and even having a little bit of trouble walking now. Mm-hmm. And also, it developed in her. It really didn't show its face till she was in her very late 30s, almost 40, in the form of a mini stroke due to a low heart rate that caused the first pacemaker to go in, and then a racing heart caused the pacemaker with the ICD to go in this past year. So it's showing in the form of the heart, but it also does show it's showing through her muscle mass as well. And we were just wondering, how can these products help?
Yeah, well, you have to appreciate that whenever you have muscular dystrophy, the heart is going to be affected because the heart is a muscle. Muscular dystrophy is not a genetic disease or an autoimmune disease, as the medical doctors will implies too small a word. They say it is a genetic disease, but it's not. It's a simple nutritional deficiency disease. We learned that in the animal industry back in 1957. Because meat is muscle is meat. Anything that affects the agricultural industry, we learn very quickly what the problem is so that the agricultural industry doesn't collapse. And so we eliminated muscular dystrophy in the animals, which included cardiomyopathy, which is muscular dystrophy of the heart muscle, back in 1957. All right? And so I've been dealing with children born with muscular dystrophy and adults who acquire it later on. And in all cases, these are simple nutritional deficiency diseases. And of course, if you give people physical therapy, it might even accelerate the loss of function. You have to give them all the known essential nutrients with specific attention played to the particular needs of muscle, which includes cardiac muscle. You also have to keep away from things that attack muscle and cardiac muscle, which are fried foods because of the trans fatty acids, margarines because of the trans fatty acids, cooking oils because of the trans fatty acids, meat cooked well done, burnt animal fats because of the heterocyclic amines, superheated carbohydrates such as croutons, french fries, waffles, pancakes, things of that nature, hard breads, the crust of hard breads, such as French and Italian bread because of the acrylamides. Endless process here. You got to get rid of the bad stuff. Carbonated drinks, got to get rid of the bad stuff. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, we do have some open lines. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Try our new toll-free priority line at 888-802-1415. Lines open.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you want to live well beyond 100 chronologically, but be biologically 40, 50, 60, contact your Youngevity associate and ask him for that book, Immortality. It looks at 20 different cultures and their common threads and how they've made it. They have 20 times to 50 times 100-year-olds that we do here in America. Their average lifespan is 90, and they don't have any health care. They don't have private or government insurance, and yet they've pulled it off. And so how do they do it? How do they reach immortality beyond 100, right? Chronologically, but biologically, 40, 50, 60. Contact your Youngevity associate and ask for that book, Immortality. Okay, Doug, we're going right back to Massachusetts and Laura. People with muscular dystrophy need to get rid of all that stuff out of their life and permanently. And then it doesn't hurt to go on a celiac-type diet because there is a possibility that they have a malabsorption problem, which is quite common in the United States. I don't know, depending on whose data you look at, anywhere between 40% and 60% of Americans are afflicted with celiac disease, which if you don't deal with it properly, it progresses to irritable bowel syndrome. If you don't deal with it properly, it progresses to ulcerative colitis. And if you don't deal with it properly, it progresses to Crohn's disease. These are increasing levels of severity of the same disease in which the intestine becomes damaged as a result of sensitivity to wheat, wheat gluten, barley, rye, and oats, and you lose the finger-like villi, which would normally increase the absorptive surface, and so the absorption efficiency goes way down when one is afflicted with this disease, and it's a permanent sensitivity, so they have to get off of wheat, wheat gluten, barley, rye, and oats forever without exception. There's zero tolerance, and eat like an Oriental and have rice and squash and sweet potatoes and millet and buckwheat, which is not wheat, and lots of vegetables and so on. And then they have to supplement with all the known essential nutrients with specific emphasis on minerals. And, of course, all this is found in the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, The Passport Aromatherapy, and also in the book Rare Earth Forbidden Cures, in the chapter on genetic diseases that aren't. Most of these things that doctors think are genetic are just not genetic, including muscular dystrophy, where a kid is born with it or an adult acquires it later in life. And so this is something that can be legally, I could say, You can support and promote maintenance and repair. Okay, it'll reduce your risk of progression and that sort of stuff. You have to talk around it because of the legalities of the thing. Okay, so that's what I can tell you about your friend with MD. But it'll be to her everlasting benefit to do all these things. Okay, so second question.
Heidi has been caring for her mother with mid to late stage dementia, most likely Alzheimer's. Is there something that she can give her mother to help her?
Yes. Well, dementia, there's four basic types of dementia. They all look alike superficially. And so if the doctor is just firing from the hip and saying, oop, that's Alzheimer's disease, early stage Alzheimer's disease, it could be senile dementia, which is still the most common form of dementia. And senile dementia is really a vascular disease where the blood vessels of the brain are plugged up just like a coronary artery gets blocked. The arteries in the brain get blocked, and they tend to be smaller, so they actually might get blocked before the coronary arteries do. And so the goal here is to deal with the vascular disease, and we actually have a nutritional program called the King Kong Cardio Pack, which is designed to support and promote healthy blood flow, to support and promote healthy cardiovascular health. I would also throw in the Cocogevity, because it's legendary. It has a third category of vitamins, the flavanols, which are now legendary in its ability to support and promote healthy cardiovascular health and function. Okay? And so that would be the King Kong Cardio Pack and the flavanols and the Cocogevity or senile dementia. We'll talk about the other three dementias after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach, on the ZBS Radio Network. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, we're going right back to Massachusetts and Laura. The second type of dementia, which is very common, actually, is probably the most common next to the senile dementia, is Korsakoff syndrome. It looks exactly like Alzheimer's disease to the naive, inexperienced person. You say, my God, that's Alzheimer's disease. They get the physical stiffness. They get the blank stare. You know, you can turn them around three times. They can't find their way to the bathroom. And it's called Korsakoff syndrome. And this is caused by a biochemical problem. So if you take a CAT scan of their brain, they can't find anything wrong. They can't see Alzheimer's disease. They can't see a shrinkage of the brain. They can't see a vascular problem. And that should be your first clue that you got Korsakoff syndrome. And you don't even need to do that. All you got to do is take them off of all sugar, absolutely take them off of all sugar, give them the Mighty 90, and usually within 2 weeks they'll be cured. I mean, I could use the cure word here because Korsakoff's disease is easily cured just by getting people off of sugar and getting them optimal amounts of all the known essential nutrients with particular emphasis on thiamine or vitamin B1. Thiamine deficiency causes a lot of diseases, including Korsakoff syndrome, just like vitamin C deficiency causes scurvy. Then there's Wernicke-Korsakoff's syndrome, which is usually associated with alcoholism, and there are lesions actually in the brain very similar to those found in MS, multiple sclerosis, and it actually might be a combination of Korsakoff syndrome and multiple sclerosis. The degree of recovery when you get people off of sugar and alcohol and give them the known essential nutrients will vary depending on how big the lesions are and where they're found, because they appear randomly throughout the brain. And then lastly, of course, the new boy on the block here, Alzheimer's disease, is a physician-caused disease. Alzheimer's disease is caused by a deficiency of cholesterol and antioxidants and the nutrients necessary to support and promote healthy maintenance and repair of the brain, including omega-3 essential fatty acids, things like phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine. These are all raw materials the brain needs to manufacture neurotransmitters and so on. And by telling people to go on low cholesterol diets and giving them low cholesterol, cholesterol-lowering drugs and getting people off of the saturated fats and so forth actually cause or contribute to the appearance of Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and so on. And so many of these problems are associated, especially Alzheimer's disease, is associated with doctor's advice and doctor's prescriptions. For instance, if you have Korsakoff syndrome, you don't want Ensure because it's just loaded with sugar. Two forms that I remember, maybe three, but at least there's two forms of sugar in Ensure. And so it's not the sort of thing you'd want to be giving people with Korsakoff syndrome. Instead, you want to be giving them the Nature's Way shake, which absolutely has no sugar in it, and you throw the Mighty 90 at them, you'll be amazed at how quickly they recover if they have Korsakoff syndrome. So at any rate, if you look at Alzheimer's disease, the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland says that if you just take vitamin C and vitamin E, it can reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 78%, almost 80%. So Alzheimer's disease is not a genetic disease. It's a simple physician-caused disease, all nutritional deficiencies. And, again, you can get a hold of the book Immortality, and you find all these things in there. Okay, we got to go to another caller here. Doug, let's go to another caller.
Let's head to Alabama. And, James, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, James. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. My question is, since they have so many great products with the company, and since you have the product to help so many people, can you recommend something for me personally that I want to do this on a grand scale, in that for a training or schooling to help me to push these products?
Okay. Now, do you have any health challenges, or do you just want to start with something as a preventative maintenance?
Well, it's not for as healthy for me, but I want to get the word out to a lot of people who do have health challenges.
Sure. Well, the basic, you can't go wrong by giving everybody, no matter what health problem they have, to give them the Mighty 90, because the Mighty 90 has all the known essential nutrients, and I like to use it as a platform in which to give everybody all the known essential nutrients, support and promote healthy maintenance repair of people's bodies. The Mighty 90 will also support and promote healthy blood sugar levels and healthy blood pressure levels. Gives them optimal energy, supports and promotes healthy blood flow, reduces the risk of all kinds of diseases because of the nutrients that are in there. But if somebody comes to you and they have a health challenge, such as low back problems and sciatica, where they're getting pain and numbness down their legs, or peripheral neuropathies with burning in the feet and that kind of thing, Your goal here would be to support and promote healthy maintenance and repair of the disc between the vertebrae to push the vertebrae apart so that it gets the pressure off the nerves. And so in this case, I would give the Mighty 90 and add extra glucogel, which is designed to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, the disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, and bone itself. And if somebody had, for instance, diabetes or some other sugar problem, hypoglycemia, hyperinsulinemia, where they have high blood insulin levels, insulin resistance, narcolepsy, that sort of stuff, depression, I'd give them the Mighty 90, this platform of the Mighty 90, and then I would throw in the Sweeties. And so that's designed to support and promote healthy blood sugar levels and healthy sugar metabolism and so on. If they had a cardiovascular problem or high blood pressure, I'd put them on the Mighty 90, but I'd add to that the Ultimate Daily tablets and the Cardio FX capsules, which would turn the Mighty 90 into the King Kong Cardio Pack. And then I would throw in the Cocogivity because it's the dark chocolate, has the flavanols in it, which are known now to be the third category of vitamins, which supports and promotes healthy blood flow as well as supports and promotes healthy blood pressure levels. And so this is where you really want to start out with the trilogy of books, James. Get a hold of this trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. And those three books will act like a Betty Crocker cookbook. They will, in Chapter 10 in particular, will teach you what direction to go when somebody has a certain health challenge. And, of course, you can call me on the radio on a regular basis. As you have people come along with health challenges, I'll be happy to direct you in a particular direction. And but those books will be a very valuable reference for you. And if you're going to do the Youngevity program as a business, the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy are, in fact, a tax-deductible office reference guide. And so you can get a nice 100% tax deduction on that trilogy of books if you're using them as an office reference. And the first couple of chapters, I think it's the first two or three chapters in the book, Let's Play Doctor, teaches you how to translate medical records, medical lab reports, prescriptions, so that you can make useful information out of it instead of it just being a bunch of numbers and things. What the heck does that mean? Or you have to depend on a doctor to interpret it for you. I like people to be able to interpret their own stuff. They need to be proactive. They need to be involved and engaged in their own health care and understand what all this mumbo-jumbo means. If you can't understand it, then you are totally at the mercy of a doctor who may or may not be sober when he is looking at it or looking at you. According to Harvard Medical School, Dr. Lucian LePay said that 52% of licensed medical doctors are intoxicated on alcohol or gorked out on prescription or street drugs at any one time during their waking day. 52%. So you have a 50-50 chance that the doctor you're expecting to save you and interpret the lab data wisely, you have a 50-50 chance that they will be somehow disabled with pharmaceuticals or alcohol. So best to find out. The trilogy books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Judy DeVilbiss here. I just thought about something that I think I should talk about again and again and again. Old-fashioned CM cream. Listen, it's fantastic. And along with the CM cream, I want you to think about the CM capsules. The reason I want to do this again is because people seem to forget. I met with someone last night, and right away they had some kind of problem, and they were saying, you know, what could I use? And I said, wow, what about the CM cream? What about the CM Plus? It's wonderful. If you fall, if you get the achy joints, the achy muscles, you absolutely must take 3CM plus capsules every single day, and I do three times a day when I have a flare-up. And don't forget, while you're doing that, rub the CM cream on. It's good for everything. It'll help you get your shingle scars to go away. It'll absolutely make your joints feel a lot better when you have a flare-up, and if you have a fall, this is the answer.
For more information on this product, call your local Longevity associate today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Kansas City, Missouri, and Helen, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Helen, you're on the air.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach. It's great to talk with you, and
well,
I
you.
Need your expertise in a couple of serious problems that's going on with me.
Let's start out with number one.
Okay, number one is the incontinence, and I did have a sonogram of the abdomen, and they said on the impression there that was a moderate, I don't know how to pronounce it, I guess it's hydronephrosis or something like that.
Hydronephrosis, uh-huh.
Yeah, of the right kidney of undetermined etiology. And so
okay.
I got my doctor to explain that, and she said it's like a kidney stone in the URTER, uterine.
Ureter, yeah, might be blocking it, and so you're collecting a little urine in there, like a little water balloon.
Okay.
That's a result of something. It would probably have little or nothing to do directly with the incontinence. Now, if there are, in fact, kidney stones in there, that means you have raging osteoporosis. So you'll have other symptoms. You'll have periodontal disease, receding gums, high blood pressure. You'll have back problems. You have noisy joints. Your neck will sound like a bag full of gravel when you turn it. Any of those things happening? Are any of those things happening?
Right, yes. Practically
all of the above.
Right.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, you have raging osteoporosis. You may even find you've shrunk a little bit since you graduated high school. And so this is the basic problem here. The nerves that control your bladder are called spinal nerves, and they actually come out from between your lumbar vertebrae. And as the disc degenerate in between your vertebrae, the vertebrae get closer and closer together, and they begin to squeeze those nerves. And so they're constantly being stimulated, and so that's why you're constantly urinating. Okay, and so that's the problem. This is a form of peripheral neuropathy. Everybody thinks it's just burning of the feet, but incontinence, where you're just peeing all the time, is, or at least feeling like you have to go to the bathroom, those are due to those spinal nerves being squished because the discs are getting thinner and thinner. Okay, so tell me what the second one is, because it may be related.
Okay. Well, I went to the podiatrist, and he cleaned around my toenail there. And I guess it must have gotten an infection. This happened the 30th of March. And anyhow,
the infection in the toe occurred after you visited the podiatrist.
Right, right.
Okay, not unusual. Doctors are dirty little critters, and they, you know, infect people, especially when they're dealing with people's feet all the time, right?
Anyhow, I got it infected, and he had me start with Epsom salts and then tea tree. Well, he was going to have me have a cream, you know, but I said, well, I could use tea tree oil. So we started that for a while, and it seemed like it kind of cleared up, but then it got worse again. So I went back.
Well, number one, when you have an infection in your feet, you got to wash your socks in the HydroClean, which is our laundry detergent. You have your choice of either liquid or powder. And then you need to rinse your socks in bleach and then rinse them a couple of times to get the bleach out. You need to, if you have thongs and sandals, you need to put them out in the sun and spray them with our hand sanitizer because you can reinfect yourself, which sounds like may have happened because you were getting better and then it got worse, right? Also, you want to take tennis shoes and things like that, your leather shoes, and take the strings out and pull the tongue out and set them out in the sun and be sure that the sun gets in there and spray some hand sanitizer in there so that you, you know, our Pure Works, which is a non-alcoholic. And do not wash your socks with your underwear or tank tops or anything else, otherwise your bras, otherwise you're going to be getting whatever this infection is all over your whole body, right? You don't want to contaminate your whole body. So hygiene here, cleanliness is paramount. And so I relate that to the doctor. Okay, so what do you weigh, Helen?
Doctor, can I add this real
quick? No, we got 10 seconds here. You need to call me tomorrow, dear. Okay, we got to run. Thank you so much, everybody. A great question today. Call me tomorrow, Helen. We'll be back another day. Thank each and every one of you. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. Thank you so much, Doug and Rick. Superlative job as usual. God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.